I'm Julie, hello.
Hello.
You are in Oroville,
Yes.
and what are you doing in Oroville?
I'm doing an internship. I'm a volunteer. In Switzerland, I'm a graphic designer, so I just help out here in Aurore for, doing my graphics here and website.
My name is Marcus. Yes, I'm from Switzerland, and I'm studying social anthropology and environmental sciences. So I was looking for an internship for my studies, and I found through connections I came to Oroville, and I found I discovered this place, and we finally found a place to work in CSR in Aurore, and I'm very happy to be there to work in a campaign to replace kerosene lamps in rural India with new renewable energy with LED lamps. So 5 months we are here, and I don't know if we had a big impact, but it's a great time for us. I feel times and the clock, how do you say, the time goes on different than in other places. But it's a camp it's a display this thing we're working into it's a new campaign. It just started when we arrived, so it takes a while to roll on, but it's very nice to be part of it from the beginning and to just to start up this whole thing. So we were integrated in the whole project, and this is it's very nice to be an important part of it.
Okay, tell us about Aurore, because we don't know what Aurore is, and also who's going to benefit out of this project? Like, what is the target?
Aurore is first Aurore. It's the solar section of the CSR. CSR has many different sections, and Aurore offers from solar water heaters to solar panels, solar water pumps. Many different varieties of solar products. So now the new campaign is about developing a cheap but very good product. No, how can I say? A LED lamp that is cheap for the poorest people in our society, but also offers a good light source for them, so that it can replace the very poor light that they get from kerosene lamp, and which is all also very polluting and dangerous for the users. So we want to target the poorest of our society and offer them an alternative that they can switch from away from kerosene and use a better light.
Yes, I'm working also for this project. It's called Mission Tejas. I'm doing, for example, the designing of the website, the logo, and all this stuff like brochures. And I'm also working for Aurore, doing them also website and brochures and everything like this. So I'm not a scientist. I'm a graphic designer, but I can help out, and I'm very happy about this because, in Switzerland I worked also for an agency, but it was all about profit, you know. It was not social, and was really looking forward to do something which is more social and which helps people. So I'm.
But why Orville?
Well, first of all, because of my brother. Because my brother came to Oroville the first time in 1991. And he's a very good friend of Hermann Lamba, who is one of the heads of Aurore. So the connection was there, and we looked to the internet, and we wrote letters and everything, and we informed us about Oroville, and then we thought, well, this is a good place. Sounds interesting, and maybe we can join it. So we are here.
Far away it feels and it sounded interesting. Now you're here.
Well, Oroville has many faces, I would say. Because first of all, our first impression was very, wow, this is, you know, a healing world, or I don't know how to say, it's very nice, it's everything is good. When you are a little bit in it, you see that it is a place also like other places, there are problems. But I think the people here, they try to solve problems and they try to not to just keep them away, or maybe they talk about it more. Or also, I like a lot that there are so many different kind of people, you know, there are Indians, there are Europeans, there are US people from the US and all over the world. So you learn so much about culture, of different culture, you learn much about other people, and you get friends in the whole world. So this is the best you can get, no?
I came in January, and so I lived through the whole heating process we all live through, you know, these times in India. So no, it's I found Orville a very nice atmosphere to live. Just it's very peaceful landscape. Also very peaceful. The social life of it's. We live in adventure community. We got our first experiences with community life, and we are very happy. We found some very nice people. They're very good friends now after these 5 months. So this is a big part of Orville, I think. So this meeting people, see what's happening. I think that's the way projects grow here in Orville. The people get together and the seed is, how do you say, put into the ground, and then it takes a while till it grows, but it's a very nice, how do you say, not a playground, but it's a very nice environment to develop projects about life.
Who's going to benefit out of this project?
Yeah, at the moment we try to figure out a model. It's, as I said, it's the campaign is in his foot, in his child steps. But we work together with Edayan Chavadi, very close to Orville, and at a village that is located at the ECR road between Pondicherry and Orville. So in the village at the ECR road, Ottavadi, there we have a Dalit community. So we target people that don't get all the benefits other people in our society get. So we try to find better solutions to give them a little more livable life. And but we're starting in this bioregion of Orville, and let's see how far we can go. There are other campaigns in India that have similar goals like we have, so we try to collaborate with them. We don't want to go just our own way, because we have to. How to say, put powers together and to find solutions for people that have to struggle with this situations, mm-hmm. Like who use everyday poor kerosene lamp light. First of all, maybe I learned to start up. To go for it, maybe this is a personal thing, but here it's also because I'm out of my country, so I had to get all my power together and to go for it. This is what I've learned.